Hi there, I'm Monica Hooper, a features writer for the Democrat Gazette. Walton Arts Center is hosting the annual Artisphere Festival, a month-long celebration of art, music, and nature. The festival spotlights artists and performers from around the world who are inspired by nature and provides a creative framework for the community to discuss issues of sustainability and environmental awareness. Today on the What's Up podcast, I'm talking to Walton Arts Center Vice President of Programming Jennifer Ross and Sarah Broom-Jones, Learning Programs and Festival Specialist, about the events taking place this year. Hi, Jennifer and Sarah. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Can you tell me how many years this festival has been going on?
Sure. The festival was founded in 2010. We founded it in order to celebrate arts in nature and to celebrate sustainability. In 2010, we find, 13 years later that more people are really focused on sustainability. But when we founded the festival, we really wanted to bring out the importance of sustainability. And Walton Arts Center developed practices during that first year of Artisphere that we continue today. We don't buy bottled water for artists backstage. We actually have non-disposable bottles that we give them so they can take them with them. Mm-hmm. And we have fountains, bottle fillers backstage for the artists. So things like that we developed many years ago, and we're happy to be able to continue them.
Okay. For those who are unfamiliar with Artisphere, can you tell folks what sort of events they should expect coming up in May, and how do you think that nature enhances those experiences with art and music?
Sure. We have so many things going on. We have a ceramics exhibition that just opened, or that is at Joy Pratt Markham Gallery at the Arts Center. And ceramics clearly is made from the earth. So we tie those things in together. Some of the other things that we're doing, the Artisphere Festival Orchestra is returning. We have the Chapel Series returning, also featuring Smokey and the Mirror this year. The Chapel Series we developed because we have such beautiful chapels in Northwest Arkansas, those by Ife Jones. This year we're featuring the Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista, as well as the chapel ruins at Sassafras Springs Winery. So we're really happy to be able to use those two. We think that by bringing our audience out into nature to experience the arts, whether it's music or dance or art, making art, they're better able to open up their own creative spaces in their brains so that the nature and the art start tying together. We also have a new thing this year that I'm really excited about. It's Sarah, I can't remember the name of it, but it's the Music on the Trail.
Yes. Tunes on the Trail.
Tunes on the Trail, yes.
This is an idea to use our Artists for Festival Orchestra recordings and pair them with selected trails in Northwest Arkansas. So you go to a trailhead, you see the sign and scan it, and it brings you to a selected recording for you to listen on your hike. And it's just a really beautiful experience.
And you said that's from former Artisphere recording. So that
it is.
So is that just classical music, or is that also, like, as I know last year there were jazz concerts and there were roots music concerts. So is it all of those, or is it just classical?
The Tunes on the Trail is just classical. Okay. We wanted to, reduce, reuse, recycle, all those things. So we are reusing previous year's recordings of the Artisphere Festival Orchestra for the Tunes on the Trails. Mm-hmm. However, throughout the whole month of Artisphere, we do have jazz, we do have roots music, we do have more classical music, as well as visual arts and things to participate in for the community.
Okay. I'm excited about the Tunes on the Trail because I haven't gotten to go out to all the different Artisphere events in the past because I'm new to Fayetteville, and so I think that's a really cool element that you're adding this year.
Thank you. I did test it out for all the trails, and it is a different experience than the music you would choose for yourself, right? And it's also, you're used to hearing classical music in a fancy hall, so this kind of gives you a different experience to live the music in a natural environment.
Oh, wonderful. And then can we talk a little bit about the free and low-cost events? I know that that's something that's kind of a hallmark of the Artist Fair Festival. So can you tell us a bit about those?
Absolutely. We are kicking off the festival with a free concert at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks featuring Trout Fishing in America. Almost said their name completely wrong. Trout Fishing in America, we're really excited. We love this band. We love bringing them out in the community. And while we do ask people to reserve tickets, that's only because if we have to go inside like we had to last year. We only have 1,200 seats at Baumwalker Hall. Clearly there's more room at the Botanical Garden. Mm-hmm. So we are asking people to reserve tickets, but if you don't reserve a ticket, that's just fine. So that's our big free event. We're really excited about it. Mm-hmm. Lots of the other free events. Trail Mix this year. Sarah, remind us where Trail Mix is and what we're doing different with that this year.
Sure. Trail Mix this year is on the Lower Ramble in Fayetteville. It is just south of the library, and it kind of winds down and is a beautiful new spot for Fayetteville. So we wanted to showcase the work that they've done there and provide artists. We've got a harpist on the trail. We've got a family band, so if families can enjoy music with their little ones. We'll have an activity, sort of making crafts, and then several other musicians as well. So as you kind of just peruse down the winding trail in nature, experiencing new music.
All right, exactly. Wonderful.
We also have puppet show Stone Lion Puppet Theater out of Kansas City. Is coming back to town. They were here last year, and they'll be doing some puppet shows at the libraries this year as well.
Yeah, and that's at several different libraries. And I noticed that the Bentonville Public Library, they do require people to sign up. Like they said, you can do it on site, but that's kind of like a free but ticketed.
All the libraries are free, but usually a registration or you arrive and you get a card. I've gone to several of the library's events for toddlers, so I know how this goes. So yeah, that's just for capacity. Mm-hmm. But they're all free, so show up and go.
Yeah. And it's fun to have something to take your kid to as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So has it always been the aim of the festival to provide low-cost and free events for the community?
Absolutely. Artist Fair Festival, when it was founded, was about accessibility about bringing arts to the community. So we've always had some free and low-cost events during Artist Fair.
Mm-hmm. And that definitely falls in with the educational aim of Walton Arts Center, too, as well, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we talked a little bit about what is returning this year. Can you tell me a little bit about the Fashion Machine event? I noticed that seems like a really new thing.
Yes, that is new this year, and it will provide some opportunities for young students to create new fashion from upcycled clothes, and it just happens to be the audience clothes.
Right.
So the audience that attends this they can opt to participate or not, and if you do get selected to participate, you'll be given, I believe, a robe to change out of your clothes. A young person will then take those clothes and upcycle them into a different vision. So again, touching on those creative arts, but upcycling and reusing mission of Artist Fair.
Right, and we'll be hosting that event at the Richardson Center.
Okay, and what age range are the designers, do you know?
They're middle school to high school age range.
Middle school to high school. Mm-hmm. And does that require pre-registration for people who want to participate? Or
It is a ticketed event
because
of the capacity at the Richardson Center. Okay. And I believe the students that will be participating in Fashion Machine are also already at Richardson Center. We're drawing from the community who already participate with Richardson Center Act.
So we can find more information about Fashion Machine on the Artist Fair website. And that reminds me, Artist Fair also has an app, right?
Absolutely, yes. We have lots of information on the app. Sometimes we have the programs on the app. Because the festival is so focused on sustainability, we try not to use as much paper as we do for lots of other things. And so we're really trying to get people to use the app for the programs for some of the shows.
Yeah. And that helps, too, because these events are all over the place, you know.
Exactly.
We've mentioned Sassafras Vineyards and...
the Lower Ramble. Yeah, it'll help guide everyone to all these locations as well.
Okay. Right.
All right. Okay, well, and finally, for those who don't make plans, we talked about the Tunes on the Trail, which is something, you know, you don't have to make plans to take advantage of. But there's also the Humongous Fungus. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. Artist Gina Galena has created a giant mushroom with flowers surrounding it. And when I say giant, I mean this is a mushroom you can walk through, bike through, push a stroller through. We want it to be interactive. It is huge. That'll be out front of Nadine Baum Center on the lawn.
Yes, and we're going to, if the weather holds, we'll be constructing that at the end of April. So it'll be up all the way through Artisphere in May and perhaps into the summer. So it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I know last year she had something like that at Turnbow Park, right? Because I took a bunch of pictures of my son in there in one of the mushrooms, and he thought he couldn't understand why it had to be still to have his picture taken. But, you know, I was like, this is amazing. You just don't know.
We have so much fun with the public art pieces like this, and we're really happy to have a local artist, Gina Galena, help us with this project. So it's going to be really fun.
That sounds...
And Arts One Presents has been a great partner in helping us get connected with Gina.
Okay, great. And then there's also the, I know there's the In the Stone exhibit at... the Joy Pratt Museum, and then there's also going to be a pottery festival as well. Go ahead.
Yes, Community Creative Center is hosting the Arkansas Pottery Festival. That is the first weekend of May, and we will have a jazz musician during one of their events. I think that you have to register for the Pottery Festival
with
Community Creative Center. Mm-hmm. But we will, those activities, the people who come to Northwest Arkansas for that Pottery Festival will have access to many of the Artisphere Festival activities that we have going on.
So. Wonderful. All right. Well, I feel like I've grilled y'all enough. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us that I didn't ask about?
Just a couple of things. I'm really excited about the film screening that we have for a brand new documentary called The Artist and the Astronaut. Mm-hmm. And that film is about artist Pat Music, mm-hmm, and her husband, astronaut Jerry Carr. And we're thrilled to be able to screen that here in Northwest Arkansas. Pat Music is very closely related to Walton Arts Center. We have a couple of her pieces hanging at Walton Arts Center. Crystal Bridges also has some of her work. Her husband, Jerry Carr, was the astronaut, was the commander of Skylab.
Wow.
And so it's a really exciting piece about their life together, about how they met, and how arts and science really work together in the end. I thought it was a beautiful piece. I can't wait to share it with the community. It is free. We do ask that people register for it. We're thrilled that some of their family will be here to see the screening. And we will also have a conversation with the filmmaker and the conductor of the music, or the creator of the music for the film, after the film screening. And that is Friday the 19th of May. So we're really excited to be able to share that film with the community.
Yeah, and we are planning a story about that one too. So people should stay tuned to What's Up.
Great.
Well.
That's exciting.
And that is separate from the Indie Film Artisphere Film Series, sorry.
Exactly. That film series, the Fayetteville Film Festival, they have curated a series of films for us for Artisphere. They did this for us last year, too. Mm-hmm. And Fayetteville Film Festival, they've always got great indie films, so they pull those together for us, and we screen those over one evening.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming here today and telling us all about Artisphere. I'm really looking forward to it. And for those who are reluctant to download the app, can they go online and find more information about this?
Absolutely. You can get there a couple of ways, waltonartcenter.org, and then events and Artisphere Festival, or you can just go to Artisphere Festival, or is it artistphere festival.org? I think it is.
That sounds right.
Okay. That sounds right. All right. All right. Well, thank you both for joining me today, and we're really looking forward to Artisphere. Thank you.
Thanks, Monica.
Thanks for having us.